I'm Perak of Megam, second Mishnah. Ashrin ba Mechve, these two saras that come on these wounds, aim itself from Zemze. In other words, if you have a half of a measure of a gris that came from a wound from being hit, another one from a burn, they don't combine. And Paisim is Zemze. If you have two wounds next to one another of different types, and one has a saras, and then the saras spreads to the other one, it's not a Tamid either. It also doesn't spread to regular skin. So it comes out that if a person has a wound which is exactly the size of a gris, there's no way of being metamed by it spreading unless you get another wound next to it. And the regular skin that has a tsaras and it spreads into these areas also doesn't. How you mold him to how you mold him means that it's still the pus is coming out of the juices are coming out of it. It did not form a skin or any level of skin yet. It's an open wound. So it's tar also. Also, krum klipas ashum. If you got a thin layer of skin, even the thickness of the peel of garlic, that is the situation of shvin, which we're talking about. And if it turns white, then saras. Chozu v'choyu, if you got completely healthy, avi shemakom tzalekes, even as a recognizable scar over there, you don't carry a basa. That's considered like regular skin.